In Turkey, an estimated 800 women have been killed over the past 5 years by their husbands or lovers. Domestic violence remains a major issue in Turkey, with polls suggesting 40% of women are targeted at least once in their lives. A law passed in 2012 aimed to help women by making it easier for them to seek police protection when under threat from their partners.
But rights groups say this law has done little to improve the lot of women because it doesn't act as a deterrent and fails to address the root cause of domestic violence. Natalie Carney reports from Istanbul on a high-profile case that could stand for many women in Turkey and which is currently being heard by the European Court of Human Rights.
I met Duran Yaşar 8 months after the death of his daughter, Gülay. She fell from a balcony in August of 2011 in what has since become a high-profile case of domestic violence in Turkey. As we spoke, Duran pulled a crumpled-up picture out of his shirt pocket.
Kızımın tek amacı iyi bir, mutlu bir yuva kurmaktı.
She just wanted to have a nice, loving family, but it didn't happen. She worked hard to earn a living, but it all ended in a very bad way.
Kötü ve acı bir şekilde bitti.
Gülay Yaşar was a beautiful young lady with straight dark hair and a dazzling smile.
Kesinlikle eşinin dediği gibi.
She absolutely did not commit suicide, contrary to the things her husband claimed. I believe that she was pushed from the balcony.
Bilerek atıldı.
Gülay married Muhittin Özücoşkun in 2010. He was a colleague at the shopping center she worked in as a cashier to help finance her studies. But their newlywed happiness didn't last long.
Hayattan evlenene kadar çok mutlu.
She was full of hope, but after getting married, she was always pessimistic and crying. She wanted to leave the marriage, but her husband would not accept it. My daughter was very unhappy. However, she couldn't escape from her destiny. In the end, she was killed by her ex-husband.
Ya iterek, ya intihara zorlayarak veya tehdit ederek.
However, Muhittin was never charged with murder. Instead, the Turkish courts gave him the maximum term of 6 years for menace and defamation, which he is appealing. Sadly, Gülay is one of hundreds of women across Turkey seemingly killed each year by their partners. Women's rights groups estimate that in 2013, 28,000 women were exposed to violence, while at least 214 were killed, each case bringing people out onto the streets in protest. These are the known numbers. The actual figures could be much higher.
There are so many reasons behind this.
Berna Gürgülü works for a women's rights organization fighting to save abused women.
First of all, it's about male hegemony. Women are predominantly murdered by the men closest to them. 90% are killed by either a family member or someone they have a close relationship with. There are also economic reasons behind this. The increase of women being murdered runs parallel to the decreasing economic situation in Turkey. Economic depression triggers depression in men, which has a very serious effect on the women around them.
Numbers from the Ministry of Justice show a shocking 1,400% increase in female homicides between 2002 and 2009, when Turkey's economy was just starting to recover from near collapse. In August of 2012, Turkey adopted Law No. 6248. At the time, the law was hailed by the government as a present to women, designed to fight violence against women by making it easier for the victims to receive police protection and other services when under threat. Yet 2 years later, and little has changed. The Morçati Women's Shelter Foundation is one of the first organizations in Turkey to fight violence against women. Esen is a social worker there and says this law still does little to protect the individual woman.
The name of this law is Protecting Family and Avoiding Violence Towards Women. So it's very obvious that the aim of the law is not only to protect women, but first and foremost, the family.
Societal pressures, she says, have a lot to do with this. Divorce, no matter the reason, is frowned upon by culturally conservative families. It is even considered a dishonor to some.
Families force the women, or try to convince them, to stay together, not to divorce, because a divorced woman is a symbol of failure, a woman who couldn't maintain her marriage nor satisfy her husband.
Sadly, the societal pressure also influences the state. Polls suggest 40% of women in the country have been physically or sexually abused by their husbands or partners, yet less than half of them have told anyone about it. Furthermore, less than 10% of victims are said to reach out to government institutions for support. And for those who do, the state often tries to reconcile the families rather than protect the victims. Gilay Yashar might still be alive had the police stepped in, says her father, Duran.
Her ex-husband went to her workplace and threatened her. We have phone records showing that he threatened all of us. She requested protection from the authorities, but it was only accepted after she had been killed.
This is in direct violation of Law 6248, which requires police officers to enforce protection as soon as the victim needs it. And yet, that protection doesn't amount to much, says Esen.
This law does not include any severe punishment of the accused. If men don't obey a restraining order, under this law they should be detained for 3 to 10 days. But even this isn't applied. So this law isn't a deterrent for men.
Feminists and rights activists have been campaigning for stricter legislation and sentences to tackle domestic violence. That includes Mr. Yaşar's lawyer, Gökçesu Üzgül.
When a woman is harmed, it must be an aggravated circumstance, and the punishment must be increased. We've drawn up a draft law and given it to the Justice Ministry, and now they're working on it.
But this is all too late for Duran's family. Not being satisfied with the punishment applied by the Turkish judicial system, in August of last year, Duran and his lawyers took his daughter's murder case to the European Court of Human Rights, where it remains today. However, sadly, he will never know the final verdict. He died in December, many say of a broken heart. Yet Duran Yaşar has become somewhat of an icon, a voice to the voiceless in the fight for justice for victims of domestic abuse. He has been dubbed the father of all victims. His final words to me when we last met was a repeat of his love for his daughter.
I hope she will be peaceful on the other side. She was a very nice person. She was loving people. She was loving life. I will never forget her.